Zogt der Gemishta weiter mit sagt es bekurim Perig Bays Mishna Yud Ketzad Shavel Behema. How is a koi like a behema? Zogt der Mishna Chel by Aser Kechelav Behema. As we explained in the previous Mishnah, the chelev, the fat around the stomach area, you have to know exactly where it is. Like we said, one of the more important things that a Rav HaMachshir has to do, besides for the actual shechita, of course, is to make sure that the fat is removed from a behema. That's a process called treburing. So, chel by aser kechelev behema, the fat of a kvi is also like the fat of a behema. Now, we don't know for sure that it's a behema, but we do know that if it does fall into the category of a behemoth, like a sheep and a goat, or cattle, it would be a very serious issur. However, ve'ein chayavin olav karis, but if somebody eats the fat of a kvi, he is not chayiv. Karis, which is the punishment for someone who bemazed, eats chaylev. Now, maybe you're going to ask me, like, that's decided in Shemayim, whether someone's chayiv karis or not. Why would the Mishnah even tell us that? So the Batanura explains. If it was a bona fide chi of karis, if someone ate chelev of a behemoth, let's say b'shaykik, he has to be in karmachatas. If he ate the chelev of a regular behemoth, b'mezid, and he was warned, he would be chayv malchus, which is good for him, because if he gets malchus, he doesn't get the karis. But if someone eats the chelev of this koi, b'mezid, he would not be chayv karis, which means even if he was warned, he would not be chayv malchus. And if he ate b'shaykik, he would not be chayv a karbin chatas, because we don't know for sure that he was over the Isser. For all we know, this animal is actually a chaya. And the chaylev of a chaya is mutter. Vaitras like the Mishnah, ve'enoi nilkach b'kesev maiser lechol b'yishalayim. You are not allowed to purchase a behema from the kesev of maiser sheni, unless you're using it for a karban shlamin. You cannot use a kvi for a karban shlamin. So you can only buy it stamazay to eat it. But Chazal made a takana. It's a takanas chazal, because be'etzem, with the payers of Maisr Sheni, you can redeem it outside of Yerushalayim, bring the money into Yerushalayim, you can buy any kind of food with it. Chazal said, I don't want you buying a behema, we don't want you buying behemais, because if you're buying a behema, it has to be for a karban shlam. But any animal that you can't bring as a karban, you could buy with Maisr Sheni. But the kvi, no. Can't buy it with Maisr Sheni money, because maybe it's a behema. So that's what the Mishnah means. Ve'enoi nilkach. You cannot buy this animal. Bekesef ma'aser sheni lechol to eat it be Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. Vaitra zok the Mishnah. In what way is it compared to a behema? Another way is that v'chayiv bezroya ulechayim v'keva. These are part of the matnas kahuna that go to the kayin. The foreleg, that's the zroya. Lechayim are the cheeks. Keva is part of the stomach. By regular behema that goes to the kayin. And the same is true for a kvi. Rabbi Eliezer, Paita Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he doesn't have to give it to a kayan. Sham leitzi mechaveri olavaraya. Because when it comes to a shayla in money, the one who wants to take something away from someone else, he has to prove it. Let the kayan prove that it's a behema. And the meila, the zvay lechayim v'keva, is due to him. But the kayan can't prove it because we don't know. It could be a chaya. And for a chaya, there is no matnas kuno zvay lechayim v'keva. So chazing over a Mishnah, in what way is it compared to a behema? First, its chaylev is also like that of a behema, although there would not be a chi of karis, which means if he was warned, we would not give him malchus, which normally we would do for a chi of karis. If it was a shaygeg, he would not bring a chatas. In the second way, it's compared to a behema, as you cannot purchase with the money of Maisr Sheni a kvi to eat in Yerushalayim, because maybe it's a behema, and if it's a behema, it could only be for a shlamim. And the third way, according to the Tanakhama, that it's doima to a behema, is that you have a chi of to give away the zroya l'chayim v'keva to a kayin. Rabbi Eliezer says no, because let the kayin prove that it's a behema, and therefore it's due to him.